All right, I'll give you a brief tour of the devices we're currently working with. Working with a bunch, typically we focus on smartphone, Pocket PC, and generic CE, as I said. We have a bunch of devices that are sort of around in my office just for historical reasons. This is called an AR-11, a very cute prototype we did years and years ago that somebody tried to build. We use this as a developer phone, primarily because it was an open platform to develop on. This is pretty much the very, very first smartphone you could build applications for. Ancient history. It ran smartphone 2002 and 2003 as well. Love that device. It's got a unique place in my heart. This is the HTC Wallaby, as we lovingly call it. This is a Pocket PC phone edition. Very cute. Also ran 02 and 2003 for a little bit. We used it in lots and lots of demos. It was one of the first sexy Pocket PC phone editions.
Now, smartphone... I always get the two confused in my mind, the Pocket PC and the smartphone. Smartphone is more of a cell phone.
Smartphone is all about being a phone first and a PDA second.
Okay.
While Pocket PC is more about being a PDA first, and if it's got phone functionality, then it's a phone second.
Right.
And the biggest difference is really screen resolution, smartphone being 176 by 220 and Pocket PC being 320 by 240, and the fact that smartphone has no touchscreen because it's designed for single-handed navigation.
Cool.
So you can, as you're running from meeting to meeting, you can reach me. That's what it was designed for. So that was a beloved Wallaby. After that came another fantastic device, what we call the Himalaya. The Himalaya is a Pocket PC phone edition with integrated Bluetooth as well. Very cool device. And so what they did is we removed the little antenna. It's got a built-in antenna now. It also has a camera on the back, 640 by 480 camera. Really nice device. We also had them on running in landscape and portrait mode. Beautiful.
Now, how much were these devices?
It really depends. These devices totally depend on who's taking them to market, which OEM, which operator, who's subsidizing them. And so they can vary anywhere from being $600 all the way to being free.
Yep.
With a particular service plan. Another cool device, the Toshiba E750. I like that one very much. We're using it quite extensively right now for some testing. Yep. The E750, nice thing about it, it's got integrated Wi-Fi. Which is pretty cool. So we use that for some integrated Wi-Fi testing. Thin form factor, very cool.
Yep.
Another fantastic device from Toshiba is the E800. The really slick thing about the E800, it does have Wi-Fi integrated, but this is a VGA Pocket PC.
Yep.
So it runs at 640 by 480.
Ken Levy showed our viewers his. It's a beautiful screen.
It's actually phenomenal.
It's also one of the nicer designs. It feels nice in your hand, which...
It does feel pretty good.
I don't find all the time.
It also runs in landscape and portrait, which is very cool. My next favorite Pocket PC these days is this puppy, which we lovingly call the Blue Angel. Now, the Blue Angel, the reason it's so special is because it has integrated phone. It has, obviously, GSM GPRS. It has Wi-Fi, which is pretty unique. Very few Pocket PCs have both Wi-Fi and telephony functionality. It has an integrated keyboard underneath, which is really, really slick.
Okay.
It runs also, obviously, since it runs Windows Mobile 2003 second edition, it also runs in landscape mode. It's got a very nice camera on the back, and it's got Bluetooth. So this
is how high res on the camera?
I do not remember. I believe this one is 800 by 600 as well.
Really?
I think so. I could be wrong. It might be 640 by 480.
Okay.
But this is one of the...
Now, where do you get one of these? I mean, do you buy this from
the
cell
phone? These guys are selling in Europe right now. They'll be selling in the U.S. Probably pretty soon.
Okay.
I kind of refer to this one as one of the holy grail PDAs because it kind of has everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn gorgeous.
Yeah.
And which I brought a Bluetooth headset for it.
All right.
And next one, obviously, most people are familiar with is the MPX 200.
Yep.
The MPX 200 is a great smartphone built by Motorola and carried by AT&T now. And right next to it, my favorite smartphone of the day is the MPX 220. It is the next generation of the MPX 200. It's got its quad band. It's got a killer CPU.
What does quad band mean?
So it supports four bands of GSM.
So can you take it to Europe and walk around and work here?
Yeah, it roams in Europe and on U.S. networks.
That's cool.
So it has a really nice 1.2 megapixel camera in it with flash and a preview in this little screen. So if you're holding the camera towards you, you want to take a photo of yourself, you'll see a preview on the screen. It's got mini SD as opposed to SD, which is very cool. It's got a great CPU, tons and tons of ROM and RAM, so it's very fast.
If you notice that in my pocket when I leave.
Yeah, that won't be happening.
It's got, this is the phone I want. This is the one I've been saving up for.
Integrated Bluetooth, also works with my Java headset, and really nice display, good form factor, feels good, runs fast, lots of space.
Are they out in the United States yet?
These will be... they're not quite out yet. I can't tell you when they'll be out. They'll be out soon.
It's real soon. Matter of months.
Yes.
Okay.
Gorgeous device. Really one of my favorite smartphones. Okay. The only smartphone that I'd love to show you that I don't really have here is something we call the HTC Typhoon, which is a candy bar design for a smartphone. Also, very fast CPU, lots of RAM, lots of ROM. Gorgeous display, Bluetooth. It's not a flip phone, so it's candy bar design. Right. Very light, thin, lots of reviews on it online. That is going to be between the MPX 220 and the Typhoon. In my opinion, currently, those are my two favorite kind of holy grail smartphones.
Right. Now,